You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm glad you're with us. Be here every week and tell your friends about us. Hey, I got to tell you, I'm excited. This is the first podcast of 2024. And I want to set the stage today for what the days ahead hold. Now, look, we all sense that this could be a gigantic year. There's a lot of things going on. 2024 is just beginning, but yeah, sadly, there are warning signs everywhere that it will be a year filled with great opportunities, that's good, but also great dangers and challenges. Just look at the headlines. Internationally, the threat of war is everywhere. All over the holidays, when I was with family members and others, I heard this concern over and over again. Are we going to be in a major war in 2024? North Korea is threatening nuclear war. The mullahs of Iran are sending warships into the Red Sea, threatening U.S. naval vessels. Communist China is promising it will seize the free nation of Taiwan and sink its people into communist tyranny. And of course, the war between Russia and Ukraine rages on. If some kind of a miscalculation happens there, I don't even want to think about it. This is a time for America and for Americans to be really strong. But even here at home, America is deeply divided, as we talk about regularly on this podcast. And as JDFI and Dr. Dobson has pointed out over and over again, we're deeply divided politically, culturally, and morally. Hoping for a compromise on some of the fundamental issues, it's probably a vain hope. What is the middle ground on religious liberty, for example? We either have religious liberty or we don't. You can't have a little bit of religious liberty. The country was built on the idea that every person here could seek God and worship God as their heart and soul led them. What part of that are we going to give up in some sort of compromise? We can't. We can't compromise on that. What about our children? How do you come to a compromise over whether our children are the responsibilities of us, their parents, or whether our children can be directed by the government? Which is it? It can only be one or the other. One side will win that battle too. And for the sake of America's future, hopefully it will be those of us who believe that God is the author of and source of our liberty, not government. One of the really disturbing things happening in America now is an attempt to give Caesar, the government, authority over everything. Now, with all these problems, there are serious questions whether our current political leaders in America and in Washington have the skills and the energy and the right values to lead our country. For crying out loud, they can't even secure our own borders. Now, look, every year has good things and bad things. There will be victories for those of us who believe in faith, family, and freedom in 2024, and there will be defeats. The important thing is that as 2024 goes on, that we win more than we lose, that the country at the end of the year is better than it is today. And JDFI is committed to working tirelessly to protect your family and liberty this year, as always. But we can't do it by ourselves. You have to be engaged with us. With that in mind, I got to tell you, I was really encouraged by a new poll regarding 2024 New Year's resolutions. Now, you know, a lot of us make these. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to go to the gym more often. I'm going to try to be a nicer person. And we try to keep some of those. Sometimes we're successful, sometimes we're not. But one of the things that jumped out at me this year is that a whole lot of Americans plan to take their faith more seriously in the year ahead. That was their New Year's resolution. I'm going to take my faith more seriously. Now, there's a resolution we should all do our best to keep. There's no sure rock in times of trouble greater than the God of the Bible. He's our personal foundation and the foundation of our country. His word tells us over and over again, "Fear not, because I'm with you." And the Bible is jammed-packed with heroes and heroines of the faith who fought against evil. So if Americans keep this resolution, it's all to the good. The best chance of America surviving the stormy seas of 2024 may very well depend on whether millions of you and our fellow citizens can keep the resolution they have made to turn their hearts back toward God. Now, there are other things we have to do, too, all sort of related to that. Do whatever you can, for example, to support and heal the wounds in your own family. America can't be strong if America's families aren't strong. This has been the message, by the way, as you know, of Dr. James Dobson in his whole career. America needs strong families. As parents and grandparents, make a resolution to spend more time bringing up your children and grandchildren in the ways you want them to go. Because from the popular culture, as we've learned all the way to the classroom, ungodly forces are after our children. Our children are a gift from God, and we must protect them. Become a more active Christian citizen. It's clear from recent elections that many Christian conservatives have dropped out. I have to be honest with you. I'm shocked by this, but the polling evidence is pretty clear. Why would any of us concerned about faith, family, and freedom drop out now when so much evil is on the march in our country? What Bible verse are we relying on to do that? When we drop out, we are replaced by forces in the public square who want to rip America away from the idea of ordered liberty under God. Well, all through 2024, we're going to be talking about the great issues facing the country and our families and things that we're working about at JDFI. I will just talk about one of them on this first podcast of the new year because it's going to be a big issue. One of the big stories of 2024 will be the continuing battle over the sanctity of life. Dr. Dobson and I, for decades, have battled to end abortion on demand. And, you know, you may remember, if you're old enough, Dr. Dobson and I have taken on both political parties on this. There was a time when the Republican Party, which officially is pro-life now, that was a real battle. And we didn't hesitate to go after the Republican Party or any political entity that doesn't want to protect innocent unborn children. Millions of pro-life Americans have worked for the day when all of our children would be welcomed into the world, be protected by the law, have a seat at the table, and be part of the American family. And as you know, in 2022, we had a tremendous victory at the Supreme Court. I remember for years, you know, in speeches, I would tell the audiences that I prayed and dreamed of the day where I would get up one morning, go to the end of the driveway, pick up the morning newspaper and look at it, and the headline would be, "Court overturns Roe versus Wade." Well, that happened. And the issue of abortion has been turned over now to lawmakers, both in Congress and in state legislatures around the country. And I'm happy to say that because of your hard work and the hard work at JDFI and many other groups, many states have passed pro-life laws in the last 12 to 18 months. But on the other hand, those of us who believe in the sanctity of life have lost 7 state referendums across America since Roe versus Wade was overturned. Why did that happen? I mean, it's the public and is it becoming more pro-abortion? There's very little evidence for that. But what is going on? The pro-life movement is working overtime to answer that question. If we can't figure it out, and if this trend continues in 2024, well, at the end of the year, we could again experience a gigantic disappointment with a pro-abortion president and a pro-abortion majority in the Senate. And of course, that would mean more innocent preborn children will perish. Now, there's been some research done on this in the 7 states that voted pro-abortion, and it shows some disturbing trends turned out by pro-life voters, including pro-life Christians, was lower than expected in each state. That just can't continue. In addition, the pro-abortion movement outspent us on media ads and the money they spent on grassroots organizing. I don't mean outspent us by a little bit. I mean like by margins of 8-1 or 10-1. We can't let that happen again in 2024. Now, I know, and you know too, the abortion side is supported by a number of billionaires who are willing to spend unlimited amounts of money to ensure that abortion continues to destroy innocent life. Whereas our side, the pro-life side, generally depends on hardworking middle Americans. But we're just going to have to work harder and overcome that challenge. But there's another problem, too, that must be recognized, and we've got to come up with some ways to address it. We know, even though a lot of Americans don't, that the modern pro-abortion movement is extremely radical. They embrace abortion on demand in all 9 months of pregnancy for any and all reasons. They don't want to compromise on anything. They will fight for all of it, even if you try to regulate an abortion, now listen to this, in the 9th month of pregnancy. The pro-abortion side says, don't you dare try to stop 9th month abortions. Knowing, though, that most Americans reject that extreme position, the pro-abortion crowd has been making some very subtle changes in their rhetoric. They're even exploiting words and ideas generally associated with us, with conservatives and Christians and people that are pro-life. The Wall Street Journal analyzed these message changes recently, and man, some of the things they found were, were pretty revealing. For example, they found that the word choice has fallen into disfavor among the pro-abortion groups. So a few months ago, the powerful pro-abortion group NARAL, Pro-Choice America, actually changed its name to Reproductive Freedom for All. Wow, who can be against that? Polling shows the word freedom resonates with the American people. In Kansas, Middle America, where we lost a battle initiative on the life issue, our opponents started a brand new group, and what did they call themselves? Kansas for Constitutional Freedom. Freedom, of course, polls better than abortion or choice. But look, this is a lie. The pro-abortion movement isn't really for freedom, certainly not the freedom or right of the unborn child to live. The pro-abortion side is also exploiting anti-government sentiment. The pro-abortion group in Arkansas calls itself Arkansans for Limited Government. Wow, now that's a conservative-sounding name. We want limited government. Ads in all the states that voted pro-abortion featured the theme that the pro-aborts wanted to ensure that families, not government, have the freedom to make their own personal decisions. By the way, all this is similar to the strategy used by the gay rights movement when they pushed for the freedom to marry. Now, the irony is the pro-abortion movement is anti-freedom in every way. It deprives the innocent child of their freedom, their right to live. It actively works to take away the freedom of all Americans by forcing us to pay for someone else's abortion. How's that freedom for us? This movement, this pro-abortion movement, opposes parental rights and tries to use government to allow minors to get abortions, regardless of what the mother and father wants for their child. The pro-abortion side wants to take away the freedom of pro-life Christian doctors by forcing them to perform abortions. The bottom line is we must not be deceived by their propaganda. Our founding fathers made it very clear in the Declaration of Independence that among the rights God gives us, the first and most important right is the right to life. Without the right to life, no other rights really matter. Well, folks, we're just beginning 2024. As you can see, it is going to be an exciting year. I want to repeat, if you were one of those people that made a resolution to draw closer to God, to take your faith more seriously, to return to the church, keep that resolution. It's the most important thing you can do, along with vowing and promising and resolving to be an active Christian citizen. The James Dobson Family Institute will be right there with you as we try to make the year 2024 a year where America begins to be a shining city on a hill again. Well, thanks for being with us at the James Dobson Family Institute podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. Talk to you next week.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.